Well, the fish aren't biting very well today.
No, they're not. It's just not the same without Barry here.
Oh, Barry. Yeah, he'd be showing us up right about now.
I remember when he caught that one fish and pulled him right off the dock.
Oh, yeah.
Splash was bigger than the fish.
What joke would he be telling us right about now?
He'd be telling
us. The one about the girl in the bar. That's the one.
Tells that every time. It never gets old, though. Told the best jokes.
No, he told the worst jokes. Well. But he thought they were the best.
And that's all that really matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to Prayer in the Air. We have Father Michael Suslowitz, Catholic priest from the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Welcome to the program, Father.
Thank you. It's good to be here, and I hope I'm able to help in some way.
You have presided over many funerals since becoming a priest. That's always a difficult time for families. Where can they turn for spiritual help?
One of those amazing realities when most people confront death is that for even the most logical of persons, there should be a change in the way we think. We don't always seem to think as clearly as we used to. It's all part of the way that we've been made as human persons. Even though each person experiences it differently, there's a reality that we call grief, grieving, that certainly is a common experience and yet is so individual to each one of us. If we just look at that word grief and we center upon the third letter, it's an I. No one grieves exactly the same way as I do. They don't experience what I'm experiencing right now. My family doesn't. The friends who are here with us, those co-workers and friends, no one is experiencing this hurt the same way I am. And in not being able to think always clearly, we wonder, where can we turn? Where grief gives us lots of clues once again. If you look at the first letter, G, immediately makes me think of God. God who made us with these emotions that we feel. God who also, Scripture reminds us, feels emotions. God who weeps with us. God who laughs with us. God who's glad with us and we're glad. God above all is the one who is always there for us, whether we recognize that or not. And even sometimes we're dealing with death, we don't recognize that, and that's okay. Some people may be part of an organized way of their perception of God that we call our religion. And it doesn't matter which of the religions one may be part of or even considering or thinking about. Religions often have a great source of wealth and expertise of helping us to deal with grief and death because people have done it for centuries. It might be in the Torah, might be in the Bible, might be in the Quran, whatever our religious belief might be, there's an answer there that we can turn. And through the prayer that are often prayers that are so much a part of religious faith, a way of just talking to God who hears every word we say and understands. God doesn't think ill of us because we feel this way. God's not angry. God understands. God wants to help us. And for many people, it happens through religion as well. The E, empathetic people, are those who know that they've been through this experience, and yet it's different for you, but they're there. Sometimes they don't even have to say a thing. They just stand alongside us. They know that we're grieving, and they share in it to the best of their ability, and they hope that as they've worked through, as they've continued on in life, we'll find that same strength, that same ability. Often, the most empathetic person are those we call F-friends. Friends. Friends are those who know us inside and out. They know our faults and our weaknesses. They know our strengths. And they still love us through it all. And they promise they're going to be there with us. They don't abandon us in our grief. And we can count on them. They won't have the answers always. We can't expect that of them. Only God has all the answers. Only God is all-knowing. We learn. Friends may have a great source of wealth. Empathetic persons may. Religions may have a great source of wealth, but God alone. And so in answering that question, I'm leading back from the center, the left, from the eye who's experiencing this grief, the greatest hurting should be, of course, to God. God who, but the difficult part is, we can't see God face to face. And so we rely on all these other agents of God. Persons who are part of various organized religions, believers, people of faith, empathetic persons in our life. People we totally might know will understand, and again, won't always know exactly what to say, but just by being alongside us, standing with us, gives us comfort and hope. And above all, those empathetic people, the most important friends, people we can trust, people aren't going to judge us. People won't feel ill of us if we break down and show emotion, whether male or female. Regrettably, in our world today, we still have a stigma about men crying, men showing emotion, but emotion and grieving is part of who God made us to be, who we are. If grief wasn't an emotion that was acceptable, God had never given it to us. But sometimes it's hard for us because we want to be strong. But strength isn't found in pushing our emotions deeper within ourselves. Strength is found in acknowledging that at times I have weakness, I know pain, at times I need healing, at times I need to turn to someone else because within within me, within the I, then me, I don't have every answer. But there are areas and people who do. Considering this prayerfully, think about some of the things that have been said. And as some of the speakers may have mentioned already, prayer, scripture certainly can help us to unite more closely with the loved one that we already have been missing or will likely be missing for a long, long time, or perhaps even unto eternity, until the time when God will say, all right, come home. See again that person you loved so greatly in this life. Come, faithful servant, share your master's joy. Thank you, and God bless you.
In the Air, 88.7 FM, a community service of Jefferson Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones.
I understand that 92% of the people Jefferson buried in 2008 owned their graves 20 to 30 years before they were actually needed.
Oh, that's correct. Pre-need has been going on in the cemetery industry since the 1930s, and you can see that people don't want to leave these things until they're 70 or 80 or leave them to their families. So only 8% of the people we buried last year had to come and purchase graves at the time of a death.
Making arrangements ahead of time is an incredible gift to a family. Not only does it relieve them of having to make decisions at a time when they're feeling extremely upset, but it also prevents a lot of potential family conflict.
One of the nicest gifts we can leave for our loved ones after we're gone is for them not to have to make our funeral arrangements. Stop in today while you're here and ask us to explain all the many benefits of ordering your arrangements pre-need. We have an excellent pre-need package with affordable financing options. Lock in today's pricing, not tomorrow's worry. Leave nothing for your family to deal with in their time of sorrow. When you stop in, also ask how you can post a touching memorial tribute to your loved one right here on this program. Lift their name and memory up in prayer 24 hours a day, right here where it can mean the most. Ask for a memorial tribute only at participating Prayer in the Air locations or log on to prayerintheair.net.